carved type of
spectra in UV visible spectroscopy. The laws of spectrophotometry is controlled by two very important basic laws. One is Lambert's law, another is Beer's law. Lambert's law tells that the absorbance A is proportional to the path length of the absorbing media, and Beer's law says that absorbance is proportional to the concentration of the sample. And when these two are combined together, then we find log I0 by IT equals to A. A means absorbance. And absorbance is the ratio of intensity of incident radiation to the intensity of transmitted radiation. That is I0 and IT. The combined Lambert-Beer's law says that absorbance A is proportional to C into L. So log I0 by IT is directly proportional to CL, where C is the concentration and L is the path length. And log I0 by IT becomes equal to epsilon CL. Epsilon is a proportionality constant, which is known as molar extinction coefficient. So log I0 by I equals to epsilon CL. Here concentration C is in moles per liter and path length is in centimeter. Epsilon, the molar extinction coefficient, or rather it is known as molar absorptivity, is constant for a particular organic compound at a given wavelength. Molar absorptivity is commonly replaced as epsilon max, that is molar absorptivity as absorption band maxima. This is equal to 0.87 into 10 to the power 20 P into A, where P is the transition probability and A is the target area of the absorbing system, that is known as chromophore. And this transition probability is therefore related to epsilon max. And for any allowed transition, you all know that the transitions are either allowed or forbidden. So whenever the transitions are allowed, the values should be greater than 10,000 or close to it. And forbidden transitions will have epsilon less than 10,000. Now, I've already told that A equals to log I0 by I or I0 by IT. And whenever wavelength is plotted, absorbance is plotted against wavelength, the spectra is obtained. And here you find the spectra in page number or slide number 16. And a new term is lambda max. What is lambda max? Lambda max is the wavelength at which maximum absorbance is taken place. That is the absorption wavelength, lambda max. The wavelength at which maximum absorbance has taken place. Different types of absorptions are there
depending upon molar absorptivities, as I have already told. Some are high intensity absorption,
some are low intensity,
and those ranging from 0 to 1000 are the absorptions of forbidden transition. 1000 to 10,000 is known as
low intensity absorptions and those ranging from 10,000 to 10 lakh are termed high intensity absorptions. The unit of molar absorptivity are centimeter inverse. Now, observed electronic transition. Which transitions are observed in UV spectroscopy? The lowest energy transitions are typically those of an electron in the highest occupied molecular orbital, that is HOMO, to the lowest unoccupied molecular orbital, that is LUMO. This is the lowest energy transition, and that corresponds to high wavelength value. For any bond or pair of electrons in a molecule, the molecular orbitals are mixture of two contributing atomic orbitals. For every bonding orbital created from this mixing, that is sigma and pi, there is a corresponding antibonding orbital that is of higher energy, known as sigma star and pi star. The lowest energy occupied orbitals are typically the sigma bonding orbitals. Likewise, the corresponding antibonding orbitals or sigma star orbitals are of highest energy. Pi orbitals are of somewhat higher energy and their complementary antibonding orbitals are somewhat lower energy than sigma star. And unshared pairs lie in the energy of the original atomic orbital. Most often, this energy is higher than pi or sigma. Since no bond is formed, there is no benefit of energy. This is shown in slide number 19. Now, what are the different types of electronic transitions? These are sigma to sigma star, pi to sigma star, n to sigma star, pi to pi star, and n to pi star. These are five important types of electronic transitions seen in UV visible spectroscopy. And the order of energy required for transition is like this. Sigma to sigma star is greater than pi to sigma star, which is greater than n to sigma star, greater than pi to pi star, greater than n to pi star. Now, we need to know a particular term, that is chromophore. Chromophores are the systems responsible for absorption of light, say C11C, C11O, C single bond C, or alternative double bonds, etc. Now, where sigma to sigma star transitions take place. Saturated molecules containing electrons only in the sigma molecular orbital that lacks any lone pair of electrons show this type of transition. It requires very high energy because sigma bonds are very strong. Generally, it occurs below 150 nanometers. It helps to study bond energy. Here we need to get to one point, that is, usual spectroscopic techniques cannot measure below 200 nanometer because oxygen present in air start to absorb strongly below 200 nanometer. That's why if one needs to study the transitions below 200 nanometer, the whole system needs to be evacuated. That means it needs to be made free from oxygen or any sort of air. This region is therefore commonly known as vacuum UV region.
And as I have already told, this helps to study bond energy. Now, pi to sigma star is very less studied transition, and it occurs below 180 nanometer, and I have already told that below 200 nanometer, generally the spectroscopic transitions are of very less use. So we should not show our interest in this transition. Next, the important transition is N to sigma star transition.
Now, where does it take place? It takes place in chromophores,
which are having electrons in non-bonding and sigma molecular orbitals. In case of saturated organic compounds containing one or more atoms with lone pair of electrons, belong to this transition category. Chromophores having electrons in non-bonding sigma non-bonding and sigma molecular orbital show this type of transition. That is ROH, RNH2, RSH, RCL, RI, etc. Here in the tabular form in slide number 20, I have shown you some groups with the corresponding wavelengths where the absorption takes place. In ROH, the wavelength is 174 nanometer. In RNH2, it is 215 nanometer. In RSH, it is 193 nanometer. Due to increased size and polarizability, amines absorb at high value than alcohol. Amines absorb at 215 nanometer, but alcohol absorb at 174 nanometer. This is due to increased size and polarizability of amines. Once again, RCL absorbed at 169 nanometer, whereas RI, it may be RCL, may be CH3Cl, and RI may be CH3I, methyl iodide and methyl chloride. Methyl iodide absorbs at 259 nanometers. Here, the increasing size of the heteroatom and decreasing electronegativity decreases the energy gap and hence increase in the lambda max value. Because for higher electronegativity of atoms, lone pairs are more tightly bound and therefore difficult to excite. That's why CH3Cl absorbs at 169 nanometer